The second annual Bemidjigamog Three Nations Powwow is Saturday, April 23rd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. The powwow brings people from all cultures together in celebration. The powwow will feature drum groups from Leech Lake, Red Lake, and White Earth. Dancers from all over Ojibwe and Dakota country will perform traditional grass, fancy shawl, and jingle dress dances. Fry bread is always on the menu at powwows, and Rose Wilson's fry bread is in big demand on the Minnesota powwow circuit. Rose grew up on the Leech Lake Reservation near Bena and Ball Club. She spoke with Maggie Montgomery about how she learned to make fry bread.
I attended a school in Oklahoma. It was Riverside Indian School, and my favorite home ec teacher was part Navajo. This was back in my freshman year of high school, and she was teaching me how to do the fry bread that they make. I couldn't get it. I went on to learn to make powdered biscuits, which she taught me that too. And I learned that better than the fry bread back then. And I think I was like 14 years old. And later in life, I learned from making it with different elders that I've seen make it. And one significant person I learned from was my children's grandma. I just watched, and that's where I learned.
What made you change from being a person watching somebody make fry bread to somebody who makes it a lot all the time?
I was introduced to people on the powwow trail. One person was a guy that had a trailer, and he went out and did sales, and I went to work for him. He asked if I knew how to make it. I said, well, not big quantities. I've never sat down and made big quantities. And he said, well, would you like to try? So I just started from there, and it was like a huge bowl and huge whisk. I start mixing bread for him, and I would go on the powwow trail along with him to different variety of powwows throughout the summer, and I started doing the bread for him all the time.
That sounds like hard work, mixing a giant bowl of fry bread. What's it like to do that?
Back then it was hard, but right now it's simple for me. I can do it within 10 minutes, mix a bowl up. If the family wants bread, I'll quickly whip up them some bread, and the kids like that. My younger grandchildren and my grown children, they tend to ask me a lot to do for birthdays or whatever. So it's simple now.
How much fry bread do you think you make in a year?
Thousands of pieces. The most I think that I did at one powwow was 500 pounds of flour that I went through. So it's thousands of pieces of bread. So I've made enough.
Do you have your own truck now, or your own trailer that you work out of at powwows?
Yes. I have a trailer that I keep my equipment in. My stand is called the Hut, so it's a pop-up trailer with my logo on it, Rose's Fry Bread Hut.
And how do people eat fry bread? What kinds of things do they put on it? When you take a nice hot piece out, what do you want to do with it the most?
I like the sweet salt butter, but a lot of people like different variety of things on their fry bread, which is salt, cinnamon, honey, jelly, peanut butter, cheeseburger. That's a popular one with fry bread, and the Indian taco. There is a dessert, too, which I do is a strawberry delight with strawberries and Cool Whip.
Does your family help you when you're really busy? Who do you work with?
My sons or my daughters or my nephews, nieces, and I have plenty of those to go around. They are really a tremendous help.
Rose Wilson speaking with Maggie Montgomery about her fry bread. You can taste Rose Wilson's fry bread at the second annual Bemidjigamog Powwow, Saturday, April 23rd at Sanford Center in Bemidji. The first grand entry is at 1 o'clock with a feast including wild rice and walleye at 5, followed by the second grand entry at 7. Admission is free. Everyone's welcome. More information is at minnesotapowwow.com. For Northern Community Radio and the Ampers Radio Stations, I'm Scott Hall.